We've got a special guest, Mark, who's a regular here at Port Phillip. You want to say hello, mate?
Just say hello, yeah, out there.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I'm not having a go at Mark or anything like that, because I remember the years when I was a regular at Pentridge Prison. Now, there was nothing that never changed. And I thought they had a bed saved for me out there, you know, but they probably did too. But nothing changed until I changed it. You know, it's as simple as that. Guys like such as, say, Mark, just for instance, Mark, I'm not pointing my finger at you, but like yourself, who've gone through the system and continues to go through it, you go back out into society and you're not accepted. And, you know, having that one drug just to relieve you the pressure of being out in society is something that there's nothing put in place to kind of combat that. You know, it's like you get out, you celebrate, and bang, you're back on the merry-go-round.
Well, I find that when blokes get out from jail, myself included, you get a dole check, they send you on your way, you go there, you say, yeah, I live here, and they don't give you much. It's no support. You know, a lot of blokes are lost. They're trying to find their feet. They've got hardly anybody, if they have anybody.
Mm.
And, yeah, all of a sudden you pinch for something small and you think, oh, stuff it, I'll just go, I'm going back to jail anyway, because you know you're getting back, going to jail, because you've already been to jail. So they just keep putting you back in jail.
So it's just like a snowball effect.
And then you just go, you know, what? You know?
So does anyone meet you at the door when you get out?
Oh, only if you've got family and support. Oh, yeah. Like, you know.
There would have been no organisations.
There's no one actually. Like, at the last minute, they'll say, oh, have you got somewhere to stay?
Yeah.
And there's, you know, it's a bit late at the last minute. You need it from the start when you come in.
You need someone to be in there really talking to you, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a group or something. People come in.
Like a lot of these boys, they all come to me. Mm. And like, because I'm like an older and I've been in jail, I'm like an elder now.
Yeah.
Because I've been around. And they come to me from the smallest problem to a major problem.
Mm.
And they're like, they don't know how to speak to the people that are in charge here. And they don't know how to deal with them because they just lash out. Mm. When they don't go their way, it just goes bang. And that's the only way they know. And people don't realise that that's how it is.
Mm. Well, what happens is, you know, like with unresolved trauma and with active long-term addiction, you kind of don't develop
other skills
emotionally, like you don't learn what your feelings are all about, so the only way you know how to deal with them is you lash out, bang, you know, like anger is the only thing you know. So if something pisses you off, you lash out to it, and then, you know, if you're pissed off with something, you'll go and pick up a drug. You go and do something stupid, or you might go and pick a drink up. It doesn't matter what your problem is. You might go even just go gambling, you know, like simple. You know, it's one of the worst addictions going. Bang, your money's gone. You got nothing for food for the kids.
Well, everybody's got
bang,
their vice.
You're thieving again. You know, like it's a merry-go-round. And look, the government, not only this government that's in power now, past governments know all about this and know what they're doing to the downtrodden people who are most likely to be addicted to in one form or another. They make a living off these people that come in and out of jails, that go into poker venues day in, day out. Have a look in the Northern papers. Millions and millions, $100 million or something that was the revenue from poker machines. But none of that goes back into rehabilitation because they need people to be addicted to in one form or another, you know, to run this system that they've got going. And I'm sorry to say, but most of the guys that come through these places are the pawns that are going to lose. You know, it's the way it's dealt. It's not the way it's dealt out. It's the way, if you don't know what it's all about, you'll stay in that cycle year in, year out, and eventually die. You know, like I used to say all the time, I'm lucky I've done a lot of jail because I'm still alive. You know what I mean? You know, that was the only thing that kept me alive, coming in here, being away from all the addictions that are available out there in the community, not knowing how to deal with it. Nothing was happening in the communities, in the organisations. So what was the best thing to do? Take the nearest thing that made me feel good about myself, you know what I mean? And what happens there, you know, crime's got to come in. And what happens there, the same old cycle, jail's got to come in. But, you know, I'm not trying to be put a downer on the day or on NAIDOC in general, but I get sick of it year in, year out, coming in here and seeing the same old thing, and then nothing happened out, in the, not only out in the community, but just the big shots out there who make the big bucks off the little people, you know what I mean?
But there's one thing, Ross, I reckon, like, there's people like me and you, Ross, and I mean, I'm not putting ourselves up, but we do care because we've been down that track. And I think we're coming out in the car, you know, you got to walk the talk sort of thing, you know what I mean? Because other people just don't understand, and I mean it, I'm not having a go, they don't understand where you're coming from. I can sit down and talk to anyone about anything really, like, that's been down the track that I've been down, and it's good to be able to do that today, you know? And to break this cycle of keep coming back into jails and stuff like that, you know, you can do it.